Oh, my beautiful Technicolor Rainbow, I'm Jacob Magley, and you are listening to Couch Potato Salad. And today, we're talking about whatever happened to Donald Duck. The first of the second Get Bomb of DuckTales episodes and the final third of season two. And I will be talking about each one as they come out in a brief podcast. I'm your host, Jacob Magley. Let's make this precious. So today's episode was really fucking good, as well as one Frank and Drone had previously hinted at. Yeah, that showed Donald's a really good father. Him and the episode really channels his constant anger at his need to protect the boys. And he's constantly angry because he's constantly trying to protect the world from them. And also explains his overprotectiveness. It's fucking adorable as is. But yeah, most of the episode is a nice attention to Ferdwood. Webby and Dewey get a nice little nod, are hungry for another mystery now the Della thing's been fully solved. His mom was probably on the couch eating snacks with her other son while this episode was going on, since Huey was caught up in the middle of this nonsense for a little bit. And this was literally too dumb for Huey to care about. They're right that the letter not reaching Donald is probably, it means something's up. Though the end of the episode makes sure they don't realize it before the finale, because of course they don't. But yeah, covering that first real quick, the Webby and Dewey subplot is adorable, from Dewey obliviously having Webby create the distraction instead of the other way around, to his, I could have killed you. And Webby just giving him a sarcastic look like, really? 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 Just, as well as Dewey quickly backing up and admitting, yeah, I know. I also love the twist that, like, given anyone who knows their Duck comics, or at least knows a little bit, I haven't read any stories with him, but I read about him, that the twist of having Neighbor Jones, Donald's nemesis, who's also named Jughead Jones. For very obvious reasons, that name became unusable as time went on. I would love to see Jughead in the Archie universe. I absolutely love that kid. Absolutely great character, especially with him being a romantic in the main Archie universe that's currently happening. Just love him. Love that character. Not so much the Riverdale version, but if I ever cover Riverdale, I'll get on that. Though Sprouse is a fine actor. I just don't like emo Jughead. But it's just personal preference. And getting back to the point. Neighbor Jones, for those of you listening to this who have no idea who the fuck Neighbor Jones is, he was a character in the comics that basically antagonized Donald, and Donald antagonized him right back. He was his neighbor, and thus they got into story-long pissing races over how much they wanted to one-up the other one. Sort of how, like, Pete treats Goofy and Goof Troop, only picture it not entirely one-sided because he can't fathom that Goofy's a good person and has no competitive beef with him. Or Ed Bighead from Rocko's Modern Life, but the same thing, only there were two Ed Bigheads. Ugh. Sorry, I just shuddered in utter horror at the idea of two Ed Bigheads in the world. One is fine. One is beating down my life. Two would probably get Rocco deported, and I do not want that. No one wants that. But yeah, Neighbor Jones, so seeing him retool the Donald's anger management for therapist, absolutely clever, and he's absolutely a decent guy. Plus, it's nice to know Donald's getting therapy, and it's just anger management, but presumably Jones has helped him talk through things. Scrooge is also kind of an asshole because, like, Jones wants Scrooge to pay the bill, and while Scrooge is right, Donald probably should himself. Donald clearly needs therapy, and you clearly should pay it, you stingy bastard. All joking aside, though, it's barely a joke. Mental health is very important to me. I mean, as I have a mental illness and desperately need to get therapy and just couldn't afford it for the longest time. So, yeah. It was a nice, cute little B story. I also love Huey's exasperation with them. Like, well, find your uncle. He's your uncle, too. Just, like, poor Huey. Like, he is the sane one in the family. By a thin stretch, he has screwed up and does have his uncle's anger issues, but, like, at least among the kids, like, not among the kids. Donald is probably the only one as sane as he is, and Donald is a giant ball of issues. That's why I love him. Him and why I was glad he got to be included in the series, and then frustrated when the writers barely used him. At least shooting him into space was not some Mads like scheme to see it. To inflict some deep hurting, but it was, as Frank clarified on his Tumblr, basically to give Della space and have her reunite with the boys and Scrooge and not overcrowd that by throwing Donald in there too. And as this episode shows, it also vitally boosts the Moonlander plot. Most of the episode shenanigans, Donald sneaks around and accidentally takes out a... But I'm fine with that, as we haven't gotten any... Any Donald-focused episodes in a while. The closest we got was the other half of Nothing Can Stop Devil at Duck. And that was more, let's make Donald miserable before denying him a reunion with his sister or in a well-deserved vacation to shoot him off into space and to prison camp. Thankfully, he doesn't have to work the gold mines because of the... Like, as seen in the preview clip, the main plot is Lunaris uses Donald to help fuel his bullshit war. More on that in a second. Penumbra decides to help him escape rather than because. And in a nice bit that adds to it, as we were shown, the Lunarians really aren't ready for war, and Penumbra is aware of this. Much as she distrusted Della, she didn't want a war with them. She's worried about an attack, not because she's a paranoid asshole. I mean, she is a bit paranoid, but not really an asshole, because her people aren't ready for a war, they aren't trained for it. And as this episode reveals, Lunaris, besides being an even bigger dick than Rose Quartz, is absolutely doing this just to stroke his own ego. Pulling a George W. Bush, as you will, of declaring war on something just because you want to one-up your dad. Well, I mean, we don't know his dad, but his wanting to... To prove he's superior is obvious. And it's revealed that he knows fully about Earth. Likely knew about Della somehow. And thus Della is targeting not just Scrooge, but the kids. I am worried. and plan to take them out first to demoralize Scrooge, which is a brilliant as it is horrifying strategy to kill children to make an old man sad. But seeing as I'm being just separated from his family, you devastated Scrooge, this will only end in tears and bloodshed. But also pisses Donald off enough for him to escape. Also, Penumbra is sadly taken out through the reveal that Lunaris can disable the rest of the Moonlanders just by pressing a button. Unsurprising given how much of a raging asshole he is in the fact that he's, staging an entire war just to stroke his dick. I mean ego, I mean dick. But that's a great twist, that Lunaris wanted this the whole time. He was just waiting for the right opportunity, and in fact had been trying to get out of it by shooting himself out of a fucking cannon. Which is something that had been attempted as space travel, but just resulted in a lot of poor dead monkeys. And Donald, proving he's a badass, not only has a great fight with Lunaris, but after his desperate attempt to connect with Earth doesn't go the way he thought, and sadly doesn't, all it gets is a voicemail on Scrooge's ancient phone that's all garbled, so he just assumes he's coming home in a month, shoots himself out of a cannon, knowing from the video that he might not survive this, just to have a shot of warning his family. Where he ended up, I don't know, we probably won't see him till the season finale, but the show has also surprised me before by having Della come back way before said season finale. Something I liked, as we'll probably get more of her and the boys as this bomb progresses. Yeah, what else to say about the episode? I love Huey's detective thing from the trailer. It really gave me a nice everybody comes to Hank's vibe. I wish we'd gotten more fake Nor out of this episode. Or we get a full Nor episode like Everybody Comes to Hank's, but without horrifying sex, because he's like 10. No one wants that. And if you want that, you should call the fucking police right now or go get some goddamn help. Help. But yeah, this was a great episode, and when you get the chance, watch it. Well, he showed off Donald well and just was really damn funny, which is something I wasn't expecting from it, but didn't feel out of place. The slapstick just felt in line with Donald, from the great sequence where he goes over the barracks to him beating up an entire battalion of people just because he has a scorpion in his back. Someone should test him for moon scabies when he gets home. Sometime this week, I have a review of Steven Universe the movie. I won't be plugging that every episode, though, for damn obvious reasons, as it'd get old, and plus I plan to have it out before the next episode. But next up, we have the most dangerous game, Pinata Style, because... and more Doofus Drake, which no one was asking for, but should be entertaining. We do have more Goldie, which everyone was asking for. Mostly because I will always want more Alice and Janney out of this show and hope she sticks around for Time NATO, Time Quake, Time Sharknado. Which is, I think, is an actual thing they did. But yeah, I'll be sticking around. But yeah, I hope she'll be sticking around for more than one episode this season. But I love her and Louie teaming up. We also get the gaming thing hinted, so shown in the trailer, as Della and Huey do some mother-son bonding over video games. And then after that, we have the episode I've been anticipating this entire bomb, especially since... And yes, it just started, but while this episode was great and surpassed my expectations, as I was expecting more Donald abuse, when I got it, it was more funny, and we also got far more character development for him, so it made up for his lack of use last season and his lack of use this season to a small degree. I mean, Frank hasn't really used him a ton, but he still used them far more this season and at least had him cameo. Same with Mrs. Beakley, who at least got a subplot. Though she got, like, half of an episode last season. I just want more elaboration on her, as well as who the hell Webby's parents are. And hope we see that in season 3. Or we might see it in the... see it Friday, who knows. I think you knows. Actually, I don't. Alright. But yeah, I've been vastly anticipating Night on Killmonger Hill. More Webby and Lena, more Violet, and Dewey living out Saved by the Bell, as well as Louie becoming a cat. I am not at all surprised. Also wondering if Huey dreams of electric sheep. Until next time, I love you all 3,000, and courage. You know what? Just courage. Still love you all, though. Later days.